Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of America's Credit Union's 2024 GAC in beautiful Washington, D.C., where it's looking a little like Florida or Texas these days. The weather is phenomenal here today,
yes.
But we'll leave that to the Weather Channel. We got some great, great people here in the old studio lounge. Let's do some introductions, shall we? Caroline Willard, right next to me from Cornerstone, the Cornerstone Credit Union League. How are you, Caroline?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you're doing great. It's been a long day already, huh?
Nope, it's just a figment of your imagination.
Really?
We worked together at 7
Not
o'clock
at
this
all.
Morning. No.
Not at all. And then right next to Caroline, Samantha Beeler from the League of Southeast. Is it Southeastern Credit Union?
Southeastern.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. How are you today, Samantha?
Well, I'm fantastic. We weren't hanging out at 7 a.m.
No,
so
we weren't.
Start my day.
No, we weren't. But it's all right, though. And then last but not least, Mr. Nick Coleman down there from the Credit Unions for Kids or Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. It's kind of synonymous.
Hey,
so how are you, sir?
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike.
How are you, Nick?
Yeah, good.
Good deal. I would say, how's the show going? But it really hasn't started yet.
It starts in about 30 minutes right behind us.
Right, yeah. Any expectations? I mean, because the whole NAFQ-CUNA thing, merger now is America Credit Union. Any expectations, Caroline? What do you expect from this year? It's going to be kind of interesting with some new folks here.
Yeah, I expect that there will be changes.
Yes.
I expect there will be some things that just feel a few degrees different. Samantha and I have been here on Accul Business already this week, so we're looking at how leagues post up with the new National Trade Association.
Okay,
so
right on.
That's new, because all of that governance just changed.
Right,
so,
yeah. Okay, Samantha? Any expectations for you as well, or just?
I've got very high expectations. I mean, Caroline was really instrumental in the process that this whole system walked through over the last year, and this is the first time we've ever done this all together, all in one spot, going to the Hill, saying we're one voice and we mean that. That's a pretty big change in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So branding and setup aside, I think that's a big pivot, and we should celebrate that moment.
I agree. It's pretty powerful, indeed. Nick, how about you? Any expectations from the? From the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's perspective?
Yeah, I think I expect it to still be great as always. We have all the programming like really kicks off in just a little bit. There's still been some really good events so far. Caroline, you did a wonderful job at the Underground event this morning, and all the other presenters did too. So it's already been off to a really nice start. And in terms of setup, we just got done setting up the CU for Kids booth. Exhibit hall looks good as always.
Yeah.
Stop by the CU for Kids booth. If you're seeing this in time, put your sticker on our map, please. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're here talking about some really cool, a couple of cool events that you guys are having in your respective leagues. So, Samantha, I'm going to let you go first because you guys have a Night of Miracles in Tampa, Florida. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, there will be miracles
in Tampa, November
13th, save the date. All are welcome from the industry as we celebrate the credit unions in our three states and hopefully a little bit beyond coming together for the Children's Miracle Network and benefit of CU for Kids. And the reason why, and I should share, is I cut my teeth out on the West Coast where these events are a big darn deal. And they've done amazing work and been really inspiring. And so when I got to the Southeast and saw the passion the credit unions have to be helpful, to change their communities, to change lives, it felt like the right time to bring our own miracles to the system. And look, we work together on advocacy all the time, and that's so important. Sometimes it's a good reminder that we can work together on other things and build those bonds on our shared interests. That's what we hope to do.
Yeah, I should have prefaced it that these are fundraisers.
These are
fundraising
events,
right? So,
absolutely.
Caroline, tell me about your, because you have a really cool title as well. So, Bourbon, Barbecue, and Bands in Fort Worth, my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
So, tell me more what's going on here with the bourbon and the barbecues and the bands.
Yeah, well, and the genesis was very similar to what Samantha just described. I also cut my teeth on the West Coast.
That's right.
I've been volunteering for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Credit Union for Kids for a few decades now, and used to be on a hospital advisory board out there, and same thing. I got to my new region and I went, why isn't there a signature event here?
Mm-hmm.
What is up?
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're a five-state league, it seemed like the right time, not just for the fundraising, but just to create something that generates some more cohesion,
right?
Something we can be proud of as a five-state league, and you know, that we can kind of own. And so we're very excited. The idea for this came about because I was standing around with the credit union leaders and they shared my same sentiment. They said, yeah, you're right. I mean, we're doing a good job individually with these fundraisers, but what if we had something that was regional and that everyone kind of flew in if they needed to come to? So, yes.
Well, because last year, Tansley Stearns, as you well know, started the one in Michigan or in that area, which was a lot of fun.
States.
Yeah, in the cellar, which was a phenomenal success, I mean, initially. So
great.
Something's in the water here, which is really great. So I think this is a fantastic trend that's occurring, and you could, I'm sure you could.
Look at him
I bet you guys at Children's Miracle Network Hospital couldn't be happier about this type of stuff. So, and this is typical credit union doing stuff like this. So what are your thoughts? What are your reaction, rather?
It's remarkable. We set a fundraising record last year for Credit Unions for Kids. We raised $17 million in 2023.
Well done.
Our previous fundraising record was the year before. It was $14.6 million. So we're seeing really steady, not steady, we're seeing continued growth and really dramatic growth recently. And so to see like that growth already happening, and now like it feels like we're just kind of getting our feet wet because now we have these two new big events led by these two great champions. So thank you both very much for all you're doing. Like Samantha, like you said, you came already having been a longtime supporter in the Pacific Northwest, where Credit Unions for Kids was really kind of grew its roots and has become really successful. And now you bringing it to other areas of the country is huge. And Caroline has been on our national CU for Kids advisory board for a number of years. And like you said, like through your work at Co-op with the Miracle Match and other programs, have been a really long time supporter. And so like to think about what you've already both accomplished for the program has been really dramatic. And like you're just like barely like touching the surface because these events are going to be so cool, so fun. And I have to, for me, honestly, I think the coolest part about getting to work with you all and your teams over the past few months is your teams. Like, it's amazing. Like, I've been out learning more. I mean, I've known the league system over the past few years, but like getting to see all the work your teams do to support credit unions, to support the industry, is like mind blowing to me, and how much you all balance. And now to add on this, it's just like a really tremendous sentiment to what you guys can accomplish and just like the good work you do, and I appreciate it. And I mean, it's already successful. Like, you have, I think, 60, Samantha, the Knight of Miracles, I think there's 60 people on a committee to help make it happen in the region.
Already?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think, but that really speaks to credit unions were hungry for this.
Yeah.
This wasn't just, you know, us being so inspired and moved by what we had been a part of on the West Coast. It's that the credit unions were asking, we need to do something. We want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And also, honestly, some of them have been doing this on their own, and they felt like it's time for the league to join us in partnership for this fantastic cause. So, but yeah, big shout out to the team. I know both of us, we don't do this alone at all. I wish I would have been smart enough to come up with some alliteration, but my team has been, they are a miracle.
Yeah.
Just the passion they bring to this. So Maureen on my team, she means this with every fiber of her being, and so does Christy. And it's because they actually personally experienced this. I think of my own experience, headed to a hospital with my little one, and I show up there terrified, you know, new mom, and you know, you're on all they're on all the machines, and you feel so helpless. And I'll never forget, they brought in a bear and a little overnight backpack, and it just, I mean, the emotions swept over because I was like, I know who made this possible. Credit unions did this for me, and to have that really personal connection to the work that we're gonna get to do.
Yeah.
There's nothing that feels better than actually getting to do work that impacts the community. Credit unions do it every day. The leagues, we serve the credit unions.
Yeah.
So every now and then it's good to get on board and hold hands with them as they impact lives.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, for a lot of folks, it's personal, you know?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, my family included, you know, we have, I think we have our own room down at Rady's Children's Hospital in San Diego. We were down there so often with the twins.
Mm.
So that's a whole other show. But it's pretty cool, and it's so motivating and inspiring. Oh my gosh, it really inspires you to do more. And what I really like are your two stories, because you were originally you were in Southern California in the Northwest, and then you moved to different parts of the country, and now you're introducing it there, which is so great. So great. I love how you guys are really influencing different parts of the country. So good stuff. Good stuff. So anything else to add, Caroline, before we let you go?
I didn't give the date for my event. It's Friday, October 11th.
All right.
And we are also having a bit of a business meeting. I loved what Tansley Stearns did within the cellar, and she had a business meeting leading up to
it.
So we'll have a little bit more content for those who want to travel in and do some learning and some networking, and then they can do the event on Friday.
It's a full day. Yeah, it's a full day in the morning and the afternoon, and then you have the night activities as well. So
exactly,
for sure,
right.
For sure. So yeah. Anything else?
Well, I'll jump on Inspired by Tansley Stearns team here. So shout out to Tansley.
Who isn't inspired by Tansley? Oh my gosh.
Exactly. And so what we've done is we've partnered our event on the front end of our Inspire Women's Conference.
Oh,
so this is our second year for the Women's Conference.
Okay.
It just so happened about half of those 60 credit union professionals are the folks who also helped us start this Inspire Women's Conference. So nothing better to do than give them more work. And so we're really excited. So folks can come in, travel in for the event, and then stay on for the Inspire Women's Conference. It's open to men and women as well.
Okay.
So
Even better. Nick, I'll let you have the last word, sir.
Well, I just got a couple, one really cool component to each event I want to shout out just to make it even more compelling. For Bourbon Barbecues and Bands, it's going to be, there's some great entertainment. We booked Russell Dickerson, a country artist, country musician, very, very, very good. I actually just saw him in concert a couple weekends ago and can confirm it's going to be a fun night. And then Night of Miracles is at the Tampa Art Museum. It's going to be such a cool venue.
Okay.
And so both events in their own rights are going to have really unique, fun components. They're both going to be events that you do not want to miss. And the last thing I want to say is just, we were talking about impact, and I mentioned the $17 million and credit unions have now raised over $200 million in our history. And that's amazing, but like to put that in perspective, like it really is more about the impact that those funds have. And those funds really are transformational for children's hospitals.
Yeah.
These are hospitals that are nonprofits. They treat every single child that walks through their doors, no matter their ability to pay. But they wouldn't be able to do that without philanthropy, without credit unions stepping up to support them. And $200 million has gone a really, really long way to be able to support that.
In fact,
I just had a chance to talk to the Crashers a little bit ago, and I wish I didn't say anything because I gave a little presentation about CU for Kids, and I ended it and I said, does anyone like want to share their experience with CMN hospitals or CU for Kids? More thinking it'd be like, how have you fundraised? But some people were really vulnerable and brave and like spoke up about how their family members have been impacted by local children's hospital. It was a lot of hands raised. I wish we had just opened it up for people to share their experiences, because it was powerful. And it's those moments when you really realize the full reach and impact that pediatric healthcare can have on community. So
agreed.
Yeah,
well,
just please.
One last thing on that, because it reminds me of, I should have said at the outset, one of the reasons we thought it was so important is that $200 million right there, we all know medical debt is really important and huge in our region, especially.
Yeah.
And so the more that you all can do, the more financially well our members are.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that aspect to this as well. It's not just about doing good work,
because
that's there,
but
it's also about doing good work for credit union members, because financial well-being is very connected to physical well-being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't medical debt one of the leading causes of bankruptcy?
Number one?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, kudos to you guys for doing this.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before I set you guys free onto the conference?
Thank you to both of you too for your leadership.
I think that's a good place to end it. Support.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
Oh,
couldn't do it without you.
Well, that's not true. Thank you.
It's a love fest here.
We'll end it right after. Yeah. Right before.
All right. Well, some tremendous folks here. Very inspiring stuff. Maybe it'll spark some other ideas and other events as well. So this could be a really good trend.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the conversation.
You are welcome. Good job, guys.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.